One two. That's a loud motherfucker there. Welcome to our pre-show for today, Monday the 15th. So tomorrow the chips are gonna. Anyway, great to see you guys, hear you guys, know you're there, sense you. It's great to see you, sense you, telepathically be in communication with many of you. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Weird? Yes. What is this? Road? Read the California DOJ weekly newsletter. I got all kinds of crazy shit. But in any event, today's show comes to us. I was listening to today's show. It is a repurpose. It's funnier than hell, man. I got to tell you. It honest to Christ is. Where is it? Where are we, man? It's a Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley thing, and it has to do with a Springtacular. This time last year, they were having the Springtacular, and they sent out a newsletter that Bobby had mistakenly done some voice-to-text. She didn't know she was being recorded, and what happened was she is suddenly talking about the pasture, which is a place where fat women sit. She's very embarrassed, maybe not that, maybe not that much. Let's check it out. Let's check that out now. Oh, man. So I had a little tequila tonight, just so you know. I was with Jackie. She was drinking wine, so it's not my fault. No, it's Sunday night, so we generally will sit, watch some TV together. I'm going to be in Florida for her birthday. She's going to be in Germany, I think, for her aunt's whatever the fuck. But I said to her, I said, you know, we ought to do what we did when we found the Pillars in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know how many of you guys are from South Florida, but the Pillars is a great, great hotel, little boutique hotel in Fort Lauderdale on the Intercoastal Canal. And I've discovered it back in 2000. And we had two of Jackie's birthdays there. I wonder if there's a similar kind of place where we're going to go this year, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne. But we'll goddamn well find out, won't we? We will. So now what I'm going to look up is April of 2023, and we're going to find this show is really fucking funny. Also had a little bit of chicken tonight. Susie brought me some chicken, man, a big fucking chicken. And $54 million. How can a guy pay himself $54 million? Jesus Christ. $54 million a year, this guy. Osteen? Is that his name? Joel Osteen? How the fuck can you afford that shit? I don't understand that. So if somebody friend requests you on Facebook, what do you guys do? How do you judge? Here's a guy that friend requested me, and he only posted, he hasn't posted in 2024 at all, which I'm not saying you got to live on Facebook, don't get me wrong, but twice, and you got everything else is from 2023. Maybe it's because he just wants to see what I got to say. That's possible. That's possible. You know, I'm going to go ahead and accept his friend request and see what happens. Sometimes you add somebody as a friend and then their profile opens up into all kinds of kooky whack shit. You know, here's my sis. My sister is Joanne. You should follow Joanne Hendry on Facebook. That's my sister. My sister. She's my girl. And let's see. What else we got here, man? She's my big sister, Joanne. We had more of these young people. What? My sister. All right, man, I'm done. This chicken shit. Looking at shit from Facebook. Okay, man, so what are we looking for? Looking for April. It's not the 15th. It's April the 17th. Wait a minute. Which one was it? Today's show, the Dooleys sent out a completely insulting email. This is from the 13th of April, 2023, and this is exactly the show that I want to do for you. And we will do it. It's crazy, baby. I ain't gonna follow you anymore, bitch. Get out of here. I hate these motherfuckers with their dog posts. Gee, I sure hope this guy finds a home. Why don't you fucking adopt the dog? Or call a shelter or something. God damn it. Can't stand these motherfucking people. I block all of them. I block them. I don't need any of their fucking poor doggy posts. You feel bad for a dog? Adopt the motherfucking dog already, okay? Don't put it up on Facebook with all of this horrifying video and still pictures of the animals suffering. Motherfucker, do something about it. All right, so on that very upbeat note, that positive note, the Malibu Beach Inn. Yes, I love the Malibu Beach Inn. Love the in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take myself on a mini vacation to the Malibu Beach Inn next weekend. I'm going to take myself on a fucking vacation. All by myself. That's okay. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Some people are weird. Not me. I don't give a fuck. I like being with people, but I'm just as good being alone. And at the Malibu Beach Inn, with a little, you know, room there with a little balcony overlooking the ocean. Go down to the bar, meet some interesting people there, have some dinner. It's a great place for a couple days. I'm going to do that. All right, man. I think I'm ready to go. That was some kind of a pre-show, wasn't it? All over the board. That's the way it is sometimes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.